The Bush administration is facing strong opposition from the president's own party on a plan to rescue mortgage companies Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Democratic leaders in Congress had promised to act this week, but legislation is not likely to come up that soon, as NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The Bush administration wanted quick action on its proposal to calm jittery investors about the solvency of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. But the White House's Republican allies in Congress are raising caution flags. It's not at all what the chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, Massachusetts Democrat Barney Frank, had expected.
I didn't know I was going to become the referee of the Republican family disputes. I think I want extra pay for that.
The administration's proposal includes an unspecified line of credit for Fannie and Freddie and the authority for the government to buy an unspecified amount of stock in the institutions in order to increase their access to capital. Frank was ready to approve the legislation this week until Republican leaders started calling for hearings and rank-and-file GOP lawmakers began publicly criticizing the proposal. Now Frank says the process has slowed.
Most right-wing members of the Republican Party have apparently exercised the power that they have, and they've now got the Republican leadership in the House objecting because we are trying in a difficult situation to respond to the to what the Republicans are asking.
The conservative Republicans, like Congressman Jeb Hensarling of Texas, wonder why Congress is trying to come up with a fix when Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac aren't even looking for help.
They didn't ask for this assistance, so why are we putting the taxpayer on the dime for assistance that may not be needed, hasn't been asked for, and doesn't solve the underlying problem?
Arizona Republican Jeff Flake says there needs to be a more deliberative process before Congress rushes in to repair something it may not understand.
Well, at about this point last year, we were telling FHA to loan more with less down. It shows you how prescient Congress is and how we move too quickly sometimes, and in this case, I think we're moving far too quickly.
Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson was dispatched to the House side of the Capitol today to rescue his own rescue package. He testified yesterday that the Treasury had no immediate plans to use new lines of credit or to buy stock in Fannie and Freddie, but that the mere existence of such authority would help assure investors. Senate Banking Committee Chairman Chris Dodd, a Connecticut Democrat, says he too wants to make sure the proposals are workable.
I want to make darn sure that we do this, that the American taxpayer is going to be protected to the extent possible with an idea that may be necessary for us to shore up and restore the confidence in the markets. So by the end of the week or sometime early next week, my hope is we can complete that process and finish the bill.
Democrats intend to attach the Fannie and Freddie rescue package to a housing bill that already includes regulatory reforms for the two institutions. That bill would also extend a lifeline to some homeowners facing foreclosure, the problem that has led to the ripples now washing over Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Brian Naylor, NPR News, The Capitol.